for 10 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
And it's the 9 o'clock hour. Welcome to our On the House Hour, where we spend the entire hour talking about something on your home, castle, or cabin. And this week we were trying to decide, what are we going to do? This is the last broadcast before Christmas.
Yeah, ho, ho, ho.
And unless you really have an emergency, like a roof leak, or your heater works, or your septic backs up, you know, no one really cares about stuff around their home. They just want it to work because they've got family, they've got holidays, they've got things to do. All the decorations are out. They realize just how much room they have in their garage now that they've got everything put out. And we thought, you know what? What about talking about storage solutions and organization coming in, you know, once we start taking all these decorations back down and we're finding new places for new things in our home. Maybe you got a new piece of artwork. Maybe you got a new TV. Maybe you've got something that you've got to find a place for in your home.
A new hobby.
So what are our storage solutions?
Reclaim your life. Declutter. It's amazing how much anxiety and stress it eliminates when you don't walk into a room that's so chock full of stuff. Now, my grandfather was great. He was a hoarder, and clutter followed him wherever he went. But if you said, Raymond, I need a 5/8-inch flat washer, he would walk under his house, go right to the exact can it would be in, pull out that one washer, here, boy.
Well, I think Uncle Raymond would have still put a shed at his house if he'd had the option.
He
wouldn't have had to go underneath.
He had several sheds. Yeah. He was a big shed guy.
Well, we brought in Urban Shed Concepts, Bob Oxley and Rachel. Welcome to the program. Thanks for coming down this Saturday morning. How did you get started building sheds?
Yeah. I built sheds out of high school in southern Indiana and did that for a couple years and got into the construction. The world of construction for years, moved to North Idaho, did a little stint in engineering when we came down to Phoenix, and it was about 3-4 years ago now. We were just kind of looking what to do next as a family, and took the summer off, and didn't really know what we were going to do, and the last weekend of our summer trip, we visited some relatives of Rachel's out on the West Coast, and they were just starting a shed shop, and I thought, hey, we can do this down in Phoenix. So we came down and started Urban Shed Concepts. Yep.
And y'all specialize in making storage sheds.
Yeah. Yep. Storage sheds. We do anything from like, what's our smallest one? A 4x6 maybe up to 10x20. So.
And when you're constructing a shed, is it all prefabbed styles and design, or do I have any options as the consumer on a custom?
Yeah, we saw all of our designs with what we call the shell, which is going to be the floor, four walls, and a roof. And then you have the option of adding whatever doors and windows, shelf configurations, loft configurations, painting. We've got ventilation upgrades. So we like to offer it pretty much a la carte, so you're not having to pay for what you don't really need. So.
And then if you do want all the extra options, you have the option to go. I was on your website yesterday. I had solar tubes.
Yeah.
I put two on mine just to make sure lots of daylight in there.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's a pretty popular option, yeah.
Now, how long does it take for the construction? If I get one all completely done and I send it in, you know, what's my turnaround time?
It varies throughout the year. Right now, I think we're about 1 to 2 weeks out, and just depends on how busy we are. But you buy the shed, and I think one thing that kind of sets us apart is we offer what we call our hassle-free delivery. So you just come in and buy the shed, and we like to say that you give us some money, and we show up, and next thing you know, you have a shed in your backyard. So we take all the scariness out of the logistics and delivery.
Let me rewind a little bit, taking the scariness out, Bob. I spent some time on your website last night, And I designed Jennifer's perfect backyard shed.
Okay.
It's gorgeous. Your website.
Can we put all your stuff in it?
Your website, all your stuff that's in my garage.
No.
It's very intuitive. It was very easy to use. You could design the size, the roof line, what type of window, what type of door, what type of interior accessories you want. But let's back up a little bit, because really the scariest part of doing this is really, do I need a permit? Do I need to consider my side and backyard setbacks? Do I need my neighbor's permission? How do you navigate all those pre-shed delivery issues?
Yeah, that is probably the biggest thing that is of concern for, you know, customers coming in. And I mean, we offer some general guidelines, but we try to take all the logistical challenges out. But in terms of permitting and HOA, there's a lot of unknowns there. So just as general guidelines, under 200 square feet in most jurisdictions in the Valley, you don't need to get a permit.
200 and under.
Yes.
No permit to set it if you're not running water or electric to it.
That's
if it's
correct.
A freestanding 200 square foot shed.
Yep. Yep.
The minute you run power to it.
Yep.
You gotta permit required.
Yep.
Okay. So we're getting a 200 square foot unit that I designed on your website delivered to my house. Does it come complete and you crane it in place? And what kind of foundation support do I need to prep for you?
Yeah, so typical, all of our sheds are portable. And, you know, they rest on treated lumber. It's rated for ground contact, has got a 50-year warranty on it, all mold, mildew, termite resistant. But we leave the decision about how the shed gets in the yard up to the shop. So they take a look at your area, and then they decide the best way to get that in. So the easiest and most common method, I should say, is just our standard delivery. So it comes in on a trailer, fully assembled. Of course, we have to have access, and we use special equipment. It's called a mule, and it's basically like a three-wheeled forklift. We put the other end on wheels, and we can spin it on a dime, and we can navigate it pretty much anywhere. But more and more often, we're using cranes as well, and then we do the site builds as well, too. So,
how long does it take on a site build?
A site build can take anywhere from half a day to some of the larger sheds with lots of options might take about 2 days.
And you say more often, is that because of restricted access, no side gates, no option for a crane to be placed and, you know, crane it over the top of your existing home?
Yep. Yeah, and we do the cranes, but sometimes cranes just can't get it. You know, the reach is too far, and we just can't get close enough. But it's primarily an access issue for site builds.
And does that cost any different than a prefabbed?
No, it all costs the same. So we try to keep it simple.
Now, and you said a lot of this treated lumber, you can go, it's rated to go straight onto grade. So if you've got a flat piece of dirt, you can set it right on. But you know, there's nothing wrong with putting it on a concrete slab or up on blocks or something that eliminates that contact from wood to dirt.
Exactly. Yeah. If we have an existing concrete pad, it's great, and it makes our job a little bit easier in terms of leveling, because we don't just set the shed out. We, you know, level it when we get it out there. So with typical backyards, that requires a little bit of, you know, shimming, and but it's a secure foundation. So.
Are these pre-painted and pre-finished, or do I need to?
They are. They all come pre-painted. Yep. So you can pick up the two different colors, one for your siding and one for the trim.
Okay. And you can pick your roof line.
Yep. Yeah. We offer three different roof lines. We've got the, what we call the gambrel or the barn style.
Yeah.
It's more of a classical. And then the gable or the shed style, which is your typical A-frame. And then we've got the lean-tos as well. So that's like a single slope roof.
And what do you find when people are picking those different ones? Obviously, it's for different functions. What are some of the different functions that, you know, you would use a lean-to style for?
You know,
I look at it and I think, oh, that'd be a lot easier to load hay in and out of that
lean-to. Yeah. Yeah. I would say probably in Rach, you could probably speak into this too, but I think it's mostly about aesthetics. I know she does not like the barn roof.
No? That's what I designed mine with. I'm like, oh, I got to go the classic barn style.
Yeah, but I probably in terms of function, you know, looking at the overall profile of the building with the barn style, you get the most bang for the buck, you know, in terms of footprint and the available storage space. I think the other two styles are mostly about aesthetics and really kind of where you're trying to fit in. So if you're up against the house, the lean-to is probably more of an attractive unit than the A-frame. But if it's a standalone, usually the A-frame.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923. You can email info@rosieonthehouse.com. It's talking storage solutions here at Rosie on the House with you every Saturday morning.